A tech company decided to recreate some of the conditions that might have led to the creation of the ArriveCan app. And they did this to illustrate that maybe our government overspent when our government spent $54 million on the mobile software. Sheetal Jaitly joins us now. He's the chief executive officer of Canadian-based app creating company Tribal Scale. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm okay. So walk me through the procedure the way you did it, and then maybe we can talk about how the government did it. But it was sort of 2 days with hackers?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was actually our staff. We do a company-wide stand-up every morning, and we talk about what's happening in the news. And on Friday morning, we were looking at the Globe and Mail report of $54 million spent for ArriveCan. A lot of us here at Tribal Scale have used the app, and we're kind of taken back by the complex applications that we build here at Tribal Scale and wondering how could the government spend this amount of money on it. And a couple of people started talking about the news story and then said, hey, you know what? I bet you I can build it in 48 hours. And they kind of snowballed from there, from our staff saying, hey, you know what? Why don't we just go ahead and do this? And funny enough, it was there's another company called Laser as well, and another awesome development firm here based in Canada. We heard they were going to do it too. And so we all just went and said, hey, let's just see if we could clone this app and see what it would take to build it. And it was completely voluntary. They worked over the weekend. I would say even by Saturday midday, our team started working on it on Friday night, and by Saturday midday, you know, we had a majority of it completed. And so, you know, it goes to show, look, it's a lot easier to clone an app, and I understand that. And taking a clone of something that's already built and rebuilding it is much easier, but still goes to show the amount of effort it takes to go ahead and build something like ArriveCan is nowhere near the magnitude of $54 million.
Okay, if you were, I realize this was all staffers, but if you were going to put a price tag on what you think it would have cost for your firm to develop ArriveCan, what do you think it would have been?
Less than $1 million for sure.
No way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that entails, I've a lot of critics online have been coming at me. You don't understand security. Here at Tribal Scale, we build banking apps, we build healthcare apps, we build media apps. Something that your radio station is really familiar with as a customer of ours as well. We build pretty complex apps with security, regulatory, and they don't come anywhere near this magnitude.
What about the functionality? Does it look and work like the existing app?
We did. We made it to work very similar to the existing app. We just wanted to make a clone and show that, hey, it could be done. However, you know, I think there's an opportunity here. If, in fact, ArriveCan is something that Canadians want or want to move forward, I think, you know, Laser and ourselves are both creating this as open source projects. I think there's a lot of issues with ArriveCan also, with it not being ethical, an ethical app that was built in the beginning. We saw news reports that, hey, this app was tracking Canadians, so on and so forth. But if we were to build an app for Canadians, you know, I would open source this and do this for the Canadian government for free. And I think the tech community at large, including my friends over at Laser, would work together to actually go and put this out for free if it was going to help with lines and be an ethical app that was that's built in and out there for the Canadian people.
And I just want to return to the notion you expressed it, that when you are making an app or trying to replicate an app that already exists, there's not as much of a challenge. I mean, it's kind of like trying to build a model of a building as opposed to coming up with the original architectural plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's so much easier. But however, let's be honest. ArriveCan is a glorified form. There's not much more to say than that. It's a very much a glorified form. I think if you were to go look at the iHeart app that this radio station is on, there's a lot more UI, UX challenges and strategy that needs to go into something like that. And with ArriveCan, you can make it very easy for it to be built. in a way that is easy for users to go and input their information and move forward with CBSA.
I observed on the weekend on Twitter that I can't remember which city it is, but there is a city in the United States where they had an all-weekend hackathon to create the city's website, and a bunch of kids came in and did it in a matter of 2 days and were paid off with pizza. Somebody snapped back, you don't pay for government infrastructure with pizza. I figure if they got the job done, they got the job done. So could this be the future of tech for governments, or do they have to continue to go to these sort of white shoe firms?
Well, John, I think, you know, I want to come to this with positivity. I think government, and especially our Canadian government, needs help. And we got a very smart, obviously a very enthusiastic bunch that wanted to take its Thanksgiving weekend to be the change they want to see in the world. And so what we think is the best way to make this move forward is we've actually just launched the Canadian Technology Consortium. And I would love all the leaders in tech to join this consortium with us, so that we actually can be a sounding board for government. Government could come to us with any one of their digital problems that they have or digital initiatives they want to do and get our recommendations on how they can move forward. And we'll do it for free. I think we got a very close-knit tech community in Canada that wants to see wants to actually come together for change and good. And not, I'm not saying everything has to be free, and I'm not even saying you have to use our firm, but there are very smart firms that the world comes to build digital products, and they all come to these firms in Canada, Laser being another one of them. And let us actually go help our government get smarter about how they take on tech, and let's bring capital efficiency and productivity to everything they do.
All right. I think Jerry Agar is going to be your new best friend. Thank you, sir. Good to talk with you this morning.
Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
Sheetal Jaitly is chief executive officer of an app creating company called Tribal Scale.